Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Dan Zumba, who is running for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture.
Well, I'm Dan Zumba. I'm a farmer from Delaware County. Grew up in Delaware County my entire life and started farming in 1979, right out of high school, and spent my entire career raising corn and livestock. And through a series of events in my life, and I've had a lot of challenges the good Lord has handed me, but through a series of events, I've had the opportunity to raise livestock and crops and then serve in the Iowa legislature. So I spent the last 6 years serving in the Iowa Senate, and I'm chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee today.
With your experience in agriculture and your experience in public service, I wonder, you know, why are you running for Secretary of Agriculture?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. My passion has always been production agriculture. I never had it on my bucket list to serve in the public arena the way that I am today. But through the 80s, I nursed my young farm through the farm crisis. And then in the 90s, I had a kind of a nasty fire that happened in my livestock facilities and burned them down. But I was in my 30s and ambitious, and we chose to rebuild them. And so we rebuilt them. And then in the early 2000s, the good Lord handed me this thing called a tornado. And so it wiped them off again. And by the time my wife and I had to build a house and machine shed, and we chose not to rebuild the livestock facilities, but my passion was still agriculture. Well, then after that event, this race opened up to run for the Iowa Senate. And I found out I could serve agriculture not only by raising crops and livestock, but by being a good advocate for agriculture. And I didn't know that was part of what my talents were, but this is where the good Lord handed me the opportunity to serve. So I started serving the Iowa Senate, and my colleagues moved me to chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. Next thing you know, we all know the Bill Norley story, how he moved from Secretary of Ag out to D.C. and now get to use his talents in D.C. So the door opened up. And so here I am walking through this door and hoping I can be the next best advocate for Iowa Ag.
And you mentioned agriculture being a big component of why you ran for the state senate. I wonder, why else do you choose to be a public servant?
You know, I was taught at a very young age you need to hold a lot of responsibilities for your community and not only live and work hard, but to be a servant. And if you want to help things move the direction they should move, then you need to get involved, not sit on the sidelines and complain. And so my parents always said, you know, get involved and try to move things in a good direction. And as I said before, I didn't plan on serving at this level. I served on the school board, I served on the church council, I served on the fair board, did those local things, but didn't know that serving at a state level was something that I could do and something that I hope the people of Iowa have appreciated my service as chairman of the Senate Ag Committee here in the past.
And what is your platform or issues that you would seek to address as the Secretary of Agriculture?
You know, I think that's the fairest question and the thing that people really want to know. It's a little bit multi-layered, but one of the issues that I see that has happened is there is a real disconnect between our friends in our urban areas and our friends in our rural areas. And I think we need to work real hard to bridge that gap at an educational level and teach folks that the things that are going on in rural Iowa are very good choices. Because there's a lot of misinformation out there, and sometimes those that aren't connected close to agriculture see things that are going on and don't understand them and may assume that they're not in the best interest, even though they may very well be. So I'd like to help bridge that gap between our urban friends and our rural friends and let them know that agriculture cares, that those that are tilling the land are good stewards, and those that are taking care of livestock really are using the best animal husbandry skills that are out there. So that's first and foremost. But then on the outside of that, the world looks to Iowa for its food. And so as you move from the Iowa to the United States, I mean, sorry, from the world to the United States to Iowa, the Department of Agriculture is the ones that needs to advocate that great food gets distributed across the world at an affordable price with high quality.
And what other issues do you think are going to be of most importance to tackle for Iowa agriculture in the next few years?
You know, there's a couple things that come to mind as you speak of that. Right now, it's ensuring that we have great trade across the entire world, that the products that we raise here in Iowa can be distributed as good food products for people worldwide. And the other one, on kind of the animal side of things, we have to ensure that we have a platform ready, willing, and able in case an animal disease threat would come through, that the department would be prepared to deal with agriculture in that capacity. So as long as we ensure that farmers have the ability to raise their crops using good stewardship, ensuring and moving towards better water quality, raising our livestock with the best technology that's available out there, getting it to the processors so it gets processed properly, getting it to export. And so if every one of us look at every kernel of corn, every pig, every cattle, every seed of soybeans will end up in somebody's pantry. If we use that philosophy, knowing that quality, quantity, safety, and low cost is important, we'll produce a good product.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Senator Dan Zumba, who is running for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.